Yes.
That's Primus.
It's everybody.
My
Primus.
Friend of mine. Primus. Yeah. Well, fucking.
Yeah, but that doesn't sing it to me either.
I wouldn't
listen to the South Park song in my car.
Stevie just ran again. Every time you say orange juice, this kid is running to the kitchen. You got
freshly squeezed.
When does it go from helping your diabetes to making your diabetes worse?
I'm not gonna drink these two. I just was fucking around because I needed that though.
Well, throw me one then.
Here you go,
bro. Hey, Jim Jeffries, how are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
How was Caroline's last night?
It was great. Yeah, it was great. Nice crowd. Yeah.
Good crowd?
Yeah.
No drinking?
No drinking.
I remember you at Caroline's, man. You knew how to fucking drink after, before, during.
Yeah. No, I walked. It's very boring, though. After the gig, I finish and just people invite me out somewhere. And I'm like, I got to go.
Go be boring.
Oh, yeah. My God, right.
I'm masturbating a lot in the hotel, like a stupid amount.
You're never going to make it.
Because you are always good for fucking getting toasted, hammered after a show.
Every show, yeah.
You know what? You could go back to your roots, I'm thinking. Do a little opera.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Get the opera thing back.
It's gonna. I'm gonna start skateboarding, so...
Were you a skateboarder too?
No, I just want to get good at something to piss off Jason Ellis.
Oh,
no, I don't know.
I thought you guys are
all right. I'm only joking. I am enjoying the waking up in the morning and not wanting to kill myself. So you know, it swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. All right. Caroline's all weekend long. Jim Jeffries. 212-757-4100.
Just see the show and don't hang out with him afterwards.
By the way, I want to thank Jim Jeffries personally for stepping up yesterday, because me and Ant certainly didn't.
No, neither
of you. Jason Ellis bit with the shock collar.
What was he doing bringing in shock collars for anyway?
And then
it was like when he goes, if you don't have the shock collar, then I get to hit you with a bamboo stick. And you're like, I don't remember any of these things.
How about the choice of none?
Yeah, none.
Like,
yeah.
I want a choice of none of these things.
But he's, you know, he, but there's also that thing when I meet a big guy like that, where I worry if I say no to him that he might beat the shit out of me. And what I got to tell myself is, you go, hang on, that's against the law. He can't do that.
Yeah, he can't just start beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, like if he did that, he'd be arrested like every day. Yeah, so you just go, when he says, can I hit you with a bamboo stick, you go, No.
Then he can't.
Yeah. It's a wonderful fucking system.
It's called the law, yeah. It works pretty well.
I think I could have taken a hit with the stick, but we weren't supposed to hit anybody. And the funny thing is, in the video, there's a bit, you see Danny's screen where it says, don't hit anyone, as Stevie's hitting Ellis with the fucking stick at the end of the video.
I knew that wouldn't get us.
No, but you're allowed to hit Jason, aren't you?
Yeah,
because it's his stick.
It's his stick.
You should be able to be hit in this world with any of your own possessions.
Yeah, especially if you don't care.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That looks like Huntington.
It's like that whole thing when if you're with a chick who likes it a bit rough in bed, so you have like a safety word because she wants to keep going, rape me. When she says no, you meant to keep going, so she might have a safety word like peach or something.
Yeah,
that makes you stop. But the problem with the safety word thing is if you choke her and she passes out, the safety word is null and void. Like it just goes out the window. I've had that where I'm choking a girl and I'm fucking her and her eyes will roll back in your head and you go, oh. I'll ease off on this one.
Really?
So, yeah, I had this girlfriend who I never hit, but one time I was laying in bed, and her mother always hated me, and I swear to this day, I had a nightmare like I was fighting with someone, and I punched her in the face in my sleep. Bang! Punched her in the face, she woke me up, and she had a black eye, and I'm like, people aren't going to believe this, right?
Yeah,
people are going to think that I just punched her regularly, right?
Yeah.
So her mum didn't believe it, but we told her the story, and she sort of said that she believed it, but she didn't believe it. Now, this girl also liked to end when you're fucking her. She liked you to choke her around the neck.
That's so fucked up.
Now, one time I choked her so hard, she had a thumb mark and all these fingerprints down the side of her thing, right? Now the punch I could play off as I was having a nightmare, and I punched the girl. But then when the mum saw the bruise marks around the neck, you can't go, I tell you what, your daughter likes it like a slut. She likes it really hard and really horrible.
And loves being choked.
And that's explaining that one.
Yeah.
I've never done it to her in anger.
You can't. I don't get the choking.
I quite like it now. There's weird things because I didn't like it until I did it to her, and then it becomes a thing for you. It's like I once fucked a chick, and then halfway through, she asked me to call her daddy, right? And I stopped because I didn't want that to become a thing.
Wait, she wanted to call you daddy.
No, she wanted me to call her daddy. She started calling me daddy.
Because that's what you said at first. Yeah. It's like, why would she...
No, she started calling me daddy, and I went, no, shut up. Don't do that. Because you only ever hear that in, like, comedy type of situations, to call me daddy or something like that.
That's fucking stupid.
But that's a girl who's being molested, right?
I would assume.
Who are always the best fucks?
Any kind of baggage is usually good for sex. Any kind of childhood trauma, sexual abuse, abandonment.
Oh, the amount of uncles I should thank.
It's any kind of something bad in the childhood usually makes for a good, but it makes the girls crazy too.
Mm.
So they have a very short shelf life.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're fucking.
You can't go out.
Bat shit crazy, as I like to call them.
You can't have them as girlfriends.
Yeah, I don't think I've really met more than two or three girls in my entire life that weren't completely fucking batshit crazy.
No. Like, I've met a few who have held it in for months.
Yeah. Like a magic act. Yeah, they could hold it in for a while, and then they just fucking, it comes out.
And they start coming apart at the seams.
Like, what the fuck, they can't hold it back anymore.
In the same way I've held in my racism for years. Like, I'm an abusive guy in a car. Like, I'll start swearing at everyone. But on the first five dates, I'm letting people in ahead of me.
You don't want to do that the first day in the car.
No.
When you first pick a girl up and you're driving like, you motherfucker. Go! You fucking asshole! You made me miss the light.
And also, the way I talk to my parents in reality is something that I hide from women for years,
really?
Until they sort of get to know me. Where I'm like, "Shut up, you fat bitch, girl!" Still to this day, if I'm staying over there, my mum won't get out. You'll hear me yell, "Get out of my room!"
How
old are you? I'm 33 years old.
Get out of my room.
Get out of my room. And my dad's my dad's actually suffering from Alzheimer's now. Like, he just got
it.
And the thing is, I think
Wait. Sorry. Is he suffering or is the family suffering?
No, he just got it.
Oh, okay.
He's only got the onset of it.
Right.
But he could have had it for years. He was always a bit forgetful.
Right.
And this has just been a slow burner.
Okay.
But the thing is, physically fit as fuck, right? Gunther, really fat and unmobile.
Gunther.
Which is your mother.
Yeah. But sharp as a tack in the head. Really smart, right? So together, they're like the ultimate person. They're similar to, like, Master Blaster from from Mad Max 3.
Yeah.
But they she just orders him around. He lifts things up, forgets what he's holding, and sort of carries it in. They can't exist without each other, but they hate each other. It's a wonderful sitcom waiting to happen.
Wow, that is, it's got to be a little stressful when you go visit.
My parents have never liked each other, but they're such assholes in general play that they can't make new friends. So they have to sit with each other.
But why don't they just get divorced?
Because I think they're waiting for us to die. I'm not sure. They've never liked each other.
Never.
As far back as you can remember, they never got along.
I've got to have been the last time they fucked. I've got to have been.
That's fucking 30 some odd years ago.
I'll tell you funny story. They went to Hong Kong. No one put this on the internet because I will get in trouble. They went to Hong Kong and my mum, because my brother was working out there, my mum was staying in the hotel. My dad just wandered around at night. And then my dad comes up to me, and obviously because he considers me to be his dirtbag son out of the three, and he goes, and he's trying to talk like it's normal. He's like, in Hong Kong, they have these just prostitutes everywhere around the street.
Oh,
they're all over the place. And they come up to them and talk to you. I wonder, there's probably a lot of guys there who have sex with them.
He's
like this. He goes, I wonder if you can get AIDS if you get a blowjob without a condom. How does that work? I wonder, because I bet you people have done that. Get a blowjob.
He's feeling it out.
And I'm there going, I'm not your best gauge. but I'm pretty sure. I was saying to Anthony over here before you came in, I'm going to get my green card, but the next step is, so my lawyer rings up and goes, it looks like you're going to be approved for the green card, right? So I'm like, fucking ace. I go, what's left? He goes, you've got to go get a medical test. And so if I got any of the hepatitises or something, I'm not allowed to stay in the country. So this might be the last time I'm on this radio show.
No, holy shit.
Well, I don't know. I've just never had the test. I'm not looking forward to that. That's got to be a dick day where you're not allowed in the country and you got AIDS.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You're like, that's a double fuck day. That's it. That's it. Like, that's in Dubai. If you go into Dubai as an immigrant, they test you for an AIDS test at the airport. They don't just send you back on a plane. They lock you up in a cell until...
Holy shit, really?
Until it's time for you to leave, and they run other tests and all that type of stuff. You've got AIDS going into Dubai because the Arabs are a tolerant bunch.
You've been to Dubai?
Yeah,
have you been there?
Yeah, I've gigged there many times, yeah.
So you've had the AIDS test at the airport?
No, that's if you come in as an immigrant to work there constantly.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I had an AIDS test. Last time I had an AIDS test was in South Africa. And
Jesus.
I banged the bird in South Africa. My girlfriend was flying out like a cover. So I started to panic.
Well, they must grin on a curve down there.
Yeah.
Did you just fucking rub her up?
I did, but it snapped and there was blood and shit. It wasn't.
Oh my God. No, You have AIDS.
This girl was so fucking skanky as well. And I'm like, but I got any girl who would sleep with me, she's not going to be high grade, right? So I'm there with fucking AIDS-y McNeil in bed, just panicking, and she's going, I don't know what you're worried about, so I'm completely clean. And my girlfriend's coming out like a week later. This is like 4 years ago, and I've had an AIDS test since then. But anyway, so I go out and I go to the clinic, because, you know, over here, like, you might take it a week, you go back for your results, or 2 weeks. I think they're fast now, but it used to be like 2 weeks back then. But in South Africa, they 10 minutes because, and I guess that 50% of the people they're walking back to has AIDS, you know, right? So these people are fairly jaded.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I go, I've heard that it can lay dormant for a couple of months. And the doctor was like, that's sort of true. It can do that, but it normally doesn't. He goes, put it this way. He goes, when someone's raped, we check them that day. Right, so I thought, all right, well, that's a positive sort of thing we're talking about here, right?
Oh,
so anyway,
wow.
So I go and get the test, and the doctor goes off with the bloody blood and does what he has to do. And in that 10 minutes interim, they give you someone who has AIDS to chat to you. And they sit there going, it's not that bad. You know what I mean?
Why do they do that?
They're trying to cheer you up because assuming you're going to have AIDS.
There's so many people that have it.
Yeah, so they've got this person going, it's all right. It's all right. And
look,
I'm like,
I look fine.
And I'm panicking, and she goes to give me a hug, and I said, no, just don't, right? Oh. I said, but in 10 minutes, we might have sex.
Fucking Jeffrey.
Because then she becomes a viable option, doesn't she?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't like your name.
Yeah. I'm sorry you have AIDS. And then it's like, yeah, okay, well, now we can fuck.
What I think about AIDS at the moment, because I'm carrying a bit of extra weight, there's going to be, if I have it in like 5 years' time, I'm going to be like, you know, I could do with that amount of weight loss, not the drastic weight loss.
Yeah.
But there must be a middle section of AIDS where you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
where you kind of drop off the weight, but you're not emaciated yet.
You've got cheekbones and you've got fucking abs and you're like, I'm fucking looking AIDS fit. It's like that. It's like that. I said this on stage last night, but I was just talking and passing. It was like, I saw, watch that Barbara Walters documentary where it was about a girl who ages 10 years every year.
Oh, the progeria kid.
Kid, and they talk to that little girl, and
they got that voice. Yeah, like
you feel horrible for her. Yeah. But there's got to be somewhere in that theory that girl would have been a hot 2-year-old, like when she was in her early 20s.
That would have been, yeah, because they're not like, yeah, what do they age like?
10 years a year.
So by the time they're 10, they're fucking.
They're 100.
100, and they're pretty much dead.
They're done.
Yeah.
I always think about kids like that when they go, so do you enjoy school? What's your favorite subject? That's going to be, I love English. And you're just like, take her out of school.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
Just take her to Disneyland every day. Get her a fucking season pass.
I'm really good at math, but English isn't my strong subject. But I'm learning as a
so, like, you, so you're good at math, so I bet you know your 10 times table.
That's the saddest disease on planet Earth.
Oh, it's terrible. Your 10 times.
I laugh at Jerry's kids. Those progeria kids.
Progeria kids.
Yeah.
There's only like 10 of them in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just sad to
That's
watch.
It's like
I'm
a
just
fuck disease, man.
There's a lot of diseases like that.
Lou Holtz looks like he has progeria. He talks like it too, that motherfucker. Put him out of his motherfucking misery.
But it's one of those diseases that there's so few people have it. Could you be arsed curing it? It's like, it seems like a lot of you know what I mean?
Like, why, yeah, why bother? Right?
Well, if it's like one in every billion kids or million kids or something stupid like that.
That's stupid.
I say that's a better chance than cancer. Fuck cancer. I'm done with it. It's had its time. Yeah. It's had its time.
We got to have some people. Yeah, are you saying charity work for cancer?
What was this thing? It took over every channel, cancer, recently. Every channel.
Well, it does spread quickly.
I mean, it just did something.
Really?
Yeah, everybody.
Big fundraiser. What kind of big cancer was it for?
All.
They went all.
Because too many stars got it. Now, you know, like Michael fucking, what's his name, got it and all that shit. And
Michael Douglas.
Fucking, they took it over. And I'm just sitting there going, it's never, and then doing more reading, there's never been a cure for anything.
When Michael Douglas got cancer, the only thing that went through my brain is that Catherine Zeta-Jones will be single again.
Oh, fuck. Like,
that's good news. Yeah, I've always liked her a bit.
She's a little long in the tooth.
They have vaccines.
They have vaccines.
But never, ever
never
cured
a cure
anything.
For anything?
Never, ever.
Wait, something that just fixes something? No.
Let me think of that.
Nothing.
Really? No, they've never, they didn't cure cancer. They got a vaccine.
But no, there's a
vaccine. No, for polio.
Like
they got a vaccine.
Stuff is a vaccine.
There's a vaccine, but they didn't get rid of it.
They've got a hepatitis vaccine now for certain hepatitis.
Once you get something, that's it.
They might be able to make a cancer vaccine, but I think it'll be no. But then cancer is one of those things we got to live with for the rest of our life, because you could get cancer of the fucking left nostril, nigga. Like, so it's
they might be able to get a vaccine for like one form of cancer. But not for all of it.
Cancer's the big daddy, but I put AIDS above it now.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think AIDS is more prevalent than cancer?
Because you can, if you got cancer.
No, I don't know, really. Yeah.
You can at least fuck in your last years.
Oh, no, most people go impotent with it.
If you got AIDS, you know, I'm not talking about your dick getting weak. I'm talking about the fact that somebody will or will not fuck you. So if you go, look, I got AIDS and I'm going, well, you going.
Yeah, you're not
but
fucking.
But if I got cancer, you know, you go, all right, you know, I'll give you some pussy or I'll fuck you. You'll fuck a girl, miss
it. Yeah, but you can fuck her other AIDS people.
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
Gays.
I don't even think fucking people with AIDS want to fuck other people with AIDS. It's almost, it's just like, yeah, you got AIDS. Fucking guy got AIDS.
And isn't it true, like, can't you get, like, a worse type of AIDS
like
from somebody?
Fucking, like an indignant AIDS, because you think, God,
like,
is amazing.
You would have lasted fucking 20 years with your AIDS, but the person you've just fucked gave you the AIDS that kills you in like 5 fucking years.
The super AIDS.
Super AIDS. Like that, I think that can happen. Right? So you probably don't want to fuck even if you have AIDS.
Because you could give me the Magic Johnson AIDS right now and I'd be happy as Larry.
Yeah, that's an easy one, right?
Larry. He looks healthier than me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's got
AIDS.
He hasn't
got real AIDS.
I don't think
They said he doesn't even test positive.
Yeah,
for
I think he never had fucking AIDS, to tell you the truth. Or HIV.
He got it in like 1990 was when I heard
he
about
it. He got
it
when everyone fucking was dropping dead right after they had the diagnosis. Like, they didn't know what to give fucking people.
20 years ago, he's had AIDS for 20 years, man.
He never had it. There was a bum fucking test. That's what I say.
And it made him a better businessman.
No, because you can test positive. You need, like, they need to test you about 4 times. You can't have one positive, like, just by accident. I heard that out as well.
Fucking between your tests.
I don't have it. I've told you my theory yesterday.
Yeah, what, you can't get in?
That if I fuck enough sluts, one of them has to call me out of respect.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just eventually.
So, yeah. She would call saying, you gave me AIDS.
Yeah. Because I've had girls tell me that I've given them other things, and then they've gone off and tested themselves, and it turned out they didn't have anything. Like, you ever had that, like, spot on your cock from where, like, an ingrown hair has gone off, and then you're gone... Because I think every time I look at my cock, I'm like, oh, is that a herpes? What is that? What's that? You know what I mean? It's just like I've grazed it or something. I'm like, oh, that's fucking, now I'm fucked. And every time it's fine. You know, there's no problem.
So you think you're clean?
I know. I've been tested recently, actually. Yeah. So I'm pretty. Yeah, I think I am. But I do go through some panicky times.
Panicky.
The thing is, I was with a friend in South Africa when I got that test, and the doctor said I was 98.9% positive that I didn't have AIDS, even with the 2 month period afterwards.
Oh, you don't want to hear 98, though. You want to hear 100 and fucking.
Yeah, why not 100?
And my friend said that just then. He goes, "You got 1.2% AIDS." That was how supportive he was.
What an asshole. I don't know, man. Fucking in Africa is crazy.
Ah, yeah, it's running the gauntlet.
I saw a fucking a porn. This Japanese girl, real porn too. Japanese girl tourist went to Africa and just fucked natives raw.
Holy shit.
And let them come in her pussy.
Wow.
It was shocking. I showed it to my girl. She was in fucking panic mode. Like,
holy mackerel.
Sitting on straight, and it wasn't even, it was undeveloped.
She must have.
It was like fucking the King Kong natives, nigga. Like,
she, no, but she must have, she must have already had AIDS before she went in there. She wouldn't have gone in.
But Japanese porn, if you watch it, man, they're just sinister.
It's all about degradation.
It's all about rape and tying up. It always starts off
degradation
with like a guy hiding in the bushes.
And
Yeah.
That's that we lost the war mentality that they have.
But it kills you how unfriendly they are. And like when I see them in the streets, I just go, I seen your porn.
I know what you're all about.
Stuck up cunts, you fucking. I seen a fucking where they put a meat hat on them and the fucking Hila monster comes and chases them around and shit. It's like they love being. But this one was.
Wow, that's shocking.
Dude, it was, I don't even remember how to find it, because, you know.
But it's such a long flight.
I agree.
Well,
I think she had to have AIDS.
And she was just,
she just
thought they had it, all of them had it, and so.
I mean, how much money do you make for filming a porn like that?
But it wasn't a money porn. It was a goddamn, she was on a safari, and she just fucked natives and let them come in her. Wow. Just, you know.
By the way, they did cure the black plague, right?
They didn't cure it.
That one didn't cure
stopped.
Either?
No, it just stopped. And they don't, and I think they black plague came. Bubonic plague was recent.
Yeah.
They just, they kill, you know, it's like Ebola. Ebola's not cured. It's just somewhere, you know, monkey just chilling.
It's like, yeah, bites scurvy. A mate of mine got scurvy for the first time in Australian history in over 100 years.
A friend of yours?
A comic called Chris Franklin, like he's quite a popular comic in Australia, got scurvy.
How do you get scurvy?
He just didn't eat any vitamin C whatsoever. Just lived off beer and cheeseburgers and got fucking scurvy.
That's an old pirate fucking disease.
And what does that mean when you get the scurvy?
Your fucking gums go all to shit and your teeth
falling out.
It's what the sailors used to get because they were just eating dried meat and bread stuff.
Right. You look like a fucking pirate.
And that's why the British are called limeys, because they suck the limes out of the thing
to keep from getting the scurvy.
Limey. Oh, that's a fucking insult. It's like, you look at you and your clean teeth.
Pieces of limey. Shit.
God forbid
you're
limey.
You know what's fucking interesting about Ebola? I saw a special about Ebola. It's better to have Ebola around than AIDS. Because AIDS is like, the thing about AIDS is that motherfuckers look wonderful with it.
Oh, yeah, Ebola.
Ebola, you die.
It's so fast. It can't spread too far because it's so fast. Yeah.
So you got to do is wait. Just wait. Take a bitch on a long date.
Bleed through the eyeballs. She starts bleeding through the eyeballs.
She's bleeding through the ears, bitch. I knew it.
Stay away.
You can't get that Ebola on a plane.
No, it's like Ebola.
They're dying before they get to the fucking airport.
But Ebola, you don't get through fucking, is it? It's airborne, isn't it? Or you don't get through fucking?
I don't remember.
That shit is scary.
That disease
Ebola
was...
get you airborne, yeah.
That was a scary one, though.
You're going to get it.
When you learned about Ebola for the first time, it was scary.
Outbreak when Ebola was the thing. Yeah.
But then, you know, they finally had to admit that that's a tough scenario. Doesn't spread too quickly.
Yeah, and you notice, it's not around.
No, because it was the disease of the time.
But I'm saying it's not around, but fucking cancer and AIDS is still around. Sure. But Ebola's gone.
Let me go to Ray in Winnipeg. Ray!
It's there.
Can't make no money.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, smallpox is the only disease that's been eradicated. People were vaccinated until the disease disappeared.
But it's vaccinated.
Yeah,
not.
But it's vaccinated. It's not cured.
It wasn't cured.
If someone has smallpox, they can't cure the person with smallpox.
Yeah. Well, the vaccine was the cure.
No.
That's what Patrice is trying to say today.
Vaccines stop it from coming, but it doesn't destroy the disease. The disease exists.
So if you don't get the vaccination for smallpox, it eventually will come back.
It'll get you. It'll get you. Yeah. Just like fucking chicken pox.
Isn't that what's happening in L.A. with the whooping cough?
I don't. That shit's pay coming attention.
Back. Yeah, that's some old school bullshit
that we thought was cured, right?
They got the signs in the parking lots of the pharmacies. Come in for your whooping cough.
Yep. Week.
Wow.
Because
no
they
kidding.
Need to use yeah. these eggs that they fucking grew all the vaccines in. These $500 million eggs. I'm telling you, fucking.
What's this year's disease that we got to worry about?
Hey guys, what? I don't want to slam the brakes on this. I just want to do a little callback, though. You guys are talking about Lamont and Tonelli.
I guess.
Lamont.
Jeez, I forgot about them already.
I went to school at Lamont. His real name is Todd Freifogel.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure Tonelli's a nice guy. I kind of feel bad for him because I think they used to do a talk show and now they have to shut up and play the music and a couple, you know, horseshit bits.
Yeah.
I almost don't even blame them for being hacky. It's the business.
Well, they were hacky when hacky was.
They were? All right, then fuck Lamont and Tonelli. All right, Ray. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they know.
Oh, this guy's seen the video.
What? Oh, the video Patrice saw.
Oh, okay.
Can we get it up? I want to see it now. Can we get some footage?
Let's go to Mike in Alabama. Mike?
Hey, yeah, Patrice, I've seen that video you were talking about. You can actually find it on Danny's favorite video site. He fucked. Oh, yeah, but also, same chick goes into the slums of Japan and just fucks homeless people, too.
Yeah. That's her thing.
So oh, this chick, yeah. So
let's see this Chinese.
So she's got to have every disease.
I kind of dig it. Now that you know that you'll do anything, aren't you slightly attracted to AD McFucking Jap?
I want to see that Japanese chick fucking just disasters.
As Danny finds that video, let me go to Damon in Cleveland. Damon, what's up?
Hey, my wife works in AIDS research. She met Magic Johnson. I got an autographed picture with him. He has HIV, but since he's an athlete and the medicines he gets, he don't get everyday medicines like everybody else. He gets top-of-the-line stuff.
Wait, are you telling any top-of-the-line stuff?
Are you telling me that they're
it?
Holding back the yeah. proper medicine from other people?
There's two worlds. There's a world of the rich that Anthony live in, and there's the world of the rest
so
of the
So why did Rock Hudson die?
Because they didn't have that
no,
shit.
No, they didn't have shit. Well, that was early.
No, but you well, can't. Well, pills aren't very expensive to make.
And he was gay, and I think it was a thing, you know? It was a gay disease, as they said.
When did Magic Johnson get it? And
you know
when
what?
Did fucking.
But think about it. You don't see the really famous people dying of AIDS anymore. Yeah. They might be getting the good shit.
That's true.
I'm thinking there's really famous people that have the AIDS.
Because we lost Freddie Mercury and we lost.
But that was early on when they probably didn't have the good shit.
Denim Elliott.
I kind of like this guy's theory.
No, but I think if that
was the last really famous person to die of AIDS,
Freddie Mercury.
There's been one since then.
So that's
Denim Elliott.
Not that we know of, though. Not that is
Denim Elliott.
Yeah,
easy.
Denholm Elliott. Yeah, yeah.
The guy from the Heat of the Night.
Peter Allen?
No, the black guy.
Rollins.
Oh,
but I don't think Henry Rollins died of AIDS, man.
Henry Rollins.
No,
not Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
Who should? the black dude Rollins from Soldier Story.
Well,
he was.
It's a good point that you know it's been a while since a real famous person has died.
Because
of AIDS.
The ones that was dying first was like they thought this was gay guys' disease, so they wasn't really trying to fuck with this disease like that.
But also, a lot of them might keep it
you
secret.
You gotta think
as well.
There's some fucking AIDS in Hollywood, though.
No.
Maybe.
All right, so why aren't those guys dying?
Because now everybody got AIDS. Like, meaning everyone can get it. Before, it was like, these homos get it. So it was like some shit.
You don't like this theory that Magic got the good shit?
No,
yeah,
I
got some good shit.
I don't believe if that ever came out, the government were holding back good medicine, it'd be a fucking mutiny.
If it ever came out, it's like, there's so many things that come out that this shitty government does.
Why is it pixelated?
Thank you, Damon.
I've
seen it unpixelated.
She is sitting on a giant African.
Did you have to
schlong.
Put the word giant there? Isn't it implied?
Yeah, it should be.
She's having a tough time getting it started.
It's the Asians don't like to have the cock in there. They'll pixelate the dog's cock, but they won't pixelate the shit covered on her face. You know
I know. Right? Tub girl is fine, but pixelate the pubic hair.
Here's the definition. That's right. This chick flies to Africa.
There's a condom
and
one.
And fucks a member of a cannibalistic tribe. Fake, probably, although those AK-47s look relatively real. The amount of effort the Japanese put into their pornos never fails to amaze me. See more videos like this here. And here.
Oh, there you go.
What, but there was a condom there, wasn't there?
They're trying to
no,
say...
they threw the condom off.
They're trying to say it's fake.
Yeah, fake.
And it was a cream pie, man.
Oh, look at her. She... this ain't fake.
That's not fake, man.
Why do you say it's not fake by looking in her face?
Because I've seen the whole yeah. thing. You see the whole thing. It's just real. Because they got the girls there, too, the women mm-hmm. in the tribe.
Yeah,
before,
yeah.
Like, and she's meeting them, and the kids are like, Oogie Googie. It's not fake.
Oogie Googie. Oh, yeah.
It's not fake, man.
You can't employ Oogie Googies.
You know? Oogie Googie.
I mean, that was very cleverly done, but I'm telling you, if you watch it, you'll know that the difference between hired little black kids and fucking African kids in the jungle. I mean, I know you cannot, but it's not fucking.
You could never get the Jackson 5 to play that off,
no.
could you? They couldn't have run out.
No. You need real African kids.
Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
Patrice, I think you're a little bit wrong. They've cured a couple diseases, namely, say, anthrax is cured by Cipro. Bubonic plague, 1347, actually is cured by antibiotics.
Anthrax is not really a disease. It's a poison, isn't it?
What about spider bites?
Anthrax is a disease. It's an airborne.
Yeah, but they didn't cure it. It's not cured, man.
Cipro cures it. You could take Cipro and be cured.
Because it's a poison. It's an antidote. That's a different thing. We're talking cancer, AIDS, and the common cold.
Does it matter if we have shit that actually makes it go away, though?
Yeah, I think antidote.
It's like a snake bite.
Is this a technicality, though?
Yeah, it's just trying to prove a nigga wrong. It's not.
We're not curing diseases, but we got some shit to make it fucking go away.
But yeah, I say a snake bite is also a disease.
Malaria isn't cured.
That's what he says.
Absolutely, with extract from a willow tree.
You can get cured from malaria.
Malaria is a poison you get from mosquitoes. Mm. You cure that with the fucking actual mosquitoes or the snake poison. That's antidote.
No. Malaria's not a poison. It's caused by a parasite that infects mosquitoes.
Well, I'll have to Google it because I don't believe you.
Google it, big man. You're funny as shit.
Thank you.
All right, let me go to Mike in Columbus. Mike?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey.
Jim Jeffries saw you in Cleveland a couple years ago. Freaking amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's a great comic playing Caroline's all weekend here in New York. Go ahead, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't know how you guys let this go, but did you guys hear Patrice say about the Ebonic plague? Huh? What are they doing? A bunch of dudes sitting around going, let me ask you something, brother.
You know, the best thing for you to do had just been say Ebonic instead of going on.
And I didn't have a problem with that.
Lesson for you, son.
I didn't have a problem with that because earlier on, Patrice said, who's Patrice? I'm more concerned about that one.
Yeah.
Who, messing up a
who's
word.
Patrice? What's that?
Yeah, who?
Who's Patrice? What's that?
The Ebonic. That's an Ebonic plague. That's fucked up. Maybe I was mixing Ebola and Bubonic. It happens, bitch.
I always hate when people correct you on words like that because I do that all day. If you understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Well, then you got Nick. You know what? You brought up something good with this disease thing, Patrice. Nick on Long Island. Nick.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, and people want Dr. Steve on the phone to—he'll set us straight as far as diseases.
I'm not believing that nigga either. Fuck him. I don't believe none of that. They haven't cured a fucking disease.
All right, good point.
Ever. People are scared because they want hope that there's going to be cures, but there's not. They're not doing that shit. They take your money and they fucking.
They've
buy
cured minor diseases like skin conditions of diseases, aren't they? And they've gotten creams and stuff that make them go away. Antibiotics that cure things.
I feel that the government has cured fucking cancer and AIDS a long time ago, but all that shit's so profitable that why they just...
Man!
That's what I'm going to expose on my conspiracy theory show.
I don't think...
Shut up.
I absolutely
believe what this guy
said. Can I ask you, sir, how is cancer profitable?
I'm telling Patrice on
this one. I absolutely believe
how is cancer profitable?
Medicine, doctors.
Are you fucking kidding me? Is it keeping a lot of people in business?
I'll tell you what,
do you know
really?
How much a fucking chemo machine must cost? $1 million.
I'm a cancer on television.
What are the things?
I'm
really...
a cancer on entertainment.
I kind of believe that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What my point of the just fact that Ebola secret. was gone.
Yeah.
Is because it's not profitable.
Can I?
So wait a minute. So cancer and AIDS. Anything where you can stay alive for years and you have to buy medicine. Same thing with diabetes. Why cure something where you can actually live a long life and have to buy medicine?
Can I say something? You're all wrong.
Who's holding the secret? fucking the real cure.
Fucking Monsanto, motherfucker.
All right, and so everyone in Monsanto never dies of cancer because they have the cure. Their kids never die of cancer because they have the cure. That's not going to come out and be exposed some way, shape, or form. They have the cure, but they're not going to give it to their mother and their loved ones.
What you're saying is the same theory that I have about the thing why I don't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
Is that I don't believe in, like, everybody can keep a mass secret like
right.
that. Like,
yeah.
But there's something they do within corporations because, for one, subordinates don't question anything.
Cancer.
They just do what they're told to fucking do.
But there's got to be the big cheese that knows everything.
It could be.
That would give his mother and his kids
I just want to say one
the
thing.
Cure.
Cancer is not profitable in any other country in the free world besides America because every other country has government-funded health care.
So government, the word funded means that there's money involved. Man.
No, that means that the people are getting free treatment. The people are getting
They're not getting free treatment. It costs
the British government tens of hundreds of thousands.
It doesn't cost the British government anything. It costs the people.
Right, they're
paying taxes. So what they do is that medicine, you
Peter
put their money
Paul.
In and you got to pay it back in. It's the same shit. It's the same exact shit.
I always get pissed off whenever they go on about like someone who smokes. Like someone who smokes, lung cancer costs £30,000 on average to fix. And he's like, but that cunt's paid out at least $80,000 in taxes on cigarettes.
So he's ahead of the game.
I reckon let that cunt get the best room with the best lung cancer bed. It's the same thing with
insurance companies.
Lung cancer bed.
Insurance companies are hoping that they don't have to pay out to most cancer people, like,
right.
or most smokers. So if there's 10 smokers, you go, 10 pay $40,000,
mm-hmm.
3 might get lung cancer.
Right.
And they get spent $30,000. So everybody, whatever you do the math, somebody's making money, man. You think fucking free healthcare is because people love other people?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. Canada and all these countries, it's all money, man. Cancer's money because you can live.
Let's go to Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good morning,
Steve.
Boy.
How are you?
Patrice, what was your thought for Dr. Steve?
I didn't have no thought for Dr. Steve. I just said it out loud that there's no diseases ever been cured.
In case he wasn't listening. No diseases have ever been cured.
The smallpox guy was actually right. Well, I do want to talk about this cancer thing, but the smallpox virus has been eradicated. There has not been a case of
by vax. I hear you, Steve. You're using, but he's saying,
is it impossible at this point to get smallpox?
No,
it is impossible to get it in the environment. There hasn't been a single case, and even in unvaccinated people, in X number of years. Here's the problem.
Isn't it in someone's attic, though, maybe?
It's there, though. They
Isn't
eradicated
that smallpox
it.
Somewhere?
Could I make it in the shed?
With vaccines,
right.
though, Dr. Steve. They
no,
didn't
no,
get
no,
rid
no.
of
it's
it.
It's not in the environment. It's not in the environment. There's no smallpox vaccine in the environment.
Okay. Not even in an Indian blanket.
Okay, question. Someone with smallpox no longer had it. Is that's a cure? Meaning you had smallpox, and then you no longer had smallpox.
Right. But I didn't say they had a cure. I said it's been eradicated.
Oh, no. Lots of things have been eradicated. We're talking about cures.
Yeah.
They've eradicated polio.
So there's never been
a
cure, sir.
They've never cured anybody with smallpox. That's absolutely right. But smallpox still exists, but it's in vials in some.
Can you name a disease that has been cured?
Oh, and why are we saving the smallpox? How about we
get rid of
it? To
unleash it.
No, because it's the cure.
Just like you're going to see kids with giant. You're going to see kids with the giant polio boots soon again.
But if you don't, if there's no one around that needs curing, then get rid of the fucking smallpox.
Yeah, but what if the American Indians rise again? How are we getting rid of them?
Then you fucking take those people to get the cure. What?
They're afraid that, it was a life form and we should preserve it for knowledge. But what's going to happen is some asshole is going to break one of those vials and then we're going to have smallpox.
What are we, fucking Star Trek with the Prime Directive? Kill it! Kill it!
Where do they keep these vials? Is there a special place? Where is these?
They're in labs.
Dr. Steve's medicine cabinet.
All over the world. There
is Dr. Steve's wine that he fucking sends us.
Dr. Steve, you was going to talk about cancer, you said?
What a collectible that would be. A vial of smallpox you could show your friends.
That'd be great.
Put it on your mantle.
Like 12 monkeys. You just open it up and wave it under the guy's nose at the airport.
Yeah.
Clean your room or I'll chuck this
Dr. Steve?
Yeah, you guys were talking about cancer being profitable. And I'm working a cancer center, as you know, and it's certainly the practice of medicine in cancer is not profitable anymore. It hasn't been for some time. Almost all of our cancer centers are heavily subsidized. Now, you could make the argument.
But it's pharmaceuticals. Those are the zillion-dollar companies. Because I read somewhere there's a hundred dollar or $1,000 pill, a cancer pill that's like $1,000.
Absolutely right. Now, I will say that the pharmaceutical companies have never once turned us down when we needed chemo for somebody that couldn't afford it, and they've given it to us, okay? So that, number one, shows how much money they're making off everybody else, that they can just give it away in that way. But you could make the argument that the pharmaceutical companies are somehow, they have the cure, and they're just rolling out these things a little bit at a time so that they can make more money off of it. But the competition between these companies is so intense that I cannot believe that if somebody had a quote-unquote cure for cancer, which, by the way, is a bunch of different diseases, that one of these companies wouldn't have just said, fuck the rest of y'all, I'm going to make a killing and in the short term and go ahead and roll it out. You know, it just,
But don't you think this? Don't you think at some point we should, because Jim said it's almost an American thing. Wouldn't you think that we should just get, since we're so into democracy in this country, that we just vote on one disease that will cure, and then we go to the next, because all this fucking diseases everywhere else, it ain't winning. Meaning, let's just say cancer is the most important thing, and we just key on cancer opposed to diabetes. I'll wait. Diabetes will probably be 10th on my list.
Yeah. No, but isn't there a lot of things, like, even if you're working for these other charities, let's say you're doing a thing for diabetes, or you're doing a thing for muscular dystrophy, it's not just about cure, it's about sustaining their life in a better comfort and that type of thing, right? It's also palliative care and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's also money that's being devoted. It's not all going to the cure, that's what I'm saying. All these benefits and all this spending, when you give charity money to cancer, it's not going to the cure, incidentally. It's just maybe better medication.
It'd be nice to see somebody cure anything.
Right.
Anything. Well, just great. But what the... it's enough. Enough money, enough fucking... the 45th Jerry's annual kids. Jerry's Kids.
Yeah, that's never.
And they got 60-year-old people with fucking MS. Like,
I just gave £5,000 to muscular dystrophy.
Did you?
Yeah, I donated the money for one of my shows because I do a 30-minute routine.
You don't expect the kids to lift that. See, because it's money.
Well, I tell you,
in your country, and for us, it's weight.
Because I was doing that. I was doing that story about my friend with muscular dystrophy.
Oh, that's
I took
a great
to the brothel,
story.
Right? And so I thought, I got him on the DVD, and I thought, all right, so I'll give the money from the recording of the DVD from the show, from the audience, I'll give that to charity.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So it's a nice little thing. But the thing is, because my mate Dan's in the story, and we're talking about taking him to a brothel, now Dan can't even lift his eyelids. Like, he's in a completely vegetated state. Completely vegetated state. And the fucking TV people at Comedy Central are like, can we get a signed release from Dan? And I'm like, no.
That ain't happening.
What are you talking about?
He can't do shit. Oh, my God.
He's that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
was he that bad when you guys got him laid?
Yeah.
You still hang out with him?
Well, when I'm in Australia, you know.
But how do you guys communicate if he can't?
He can still talk, but it's just very muffled and, you know, he's not fucking high-fiving you.
Sure.
As you're in the room. You know,
he's
lived to be 33. That's pretty old
for muscular dystrophy. Yeah,
still alive and kicking. Well, let me rephrase that. Still alive.
I used to work when I was in Rochester. I used to work with kids with muscular dystrophy. It was rough.
It's a bad one.
I finally had to move on because I mean they were dying all around us.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's almost been that's close, very close?
Rickets.
To being cured,
you know, lymphoma or leukemia. You know, they've affected quite a few cures of people with leukemia with stem cell transplant or bone marrow transplantation and stuff. So, you know, we're working on it. I mean, survival goes up every year, but you're right; it's a real slow kind of advance.
Ratspit wants me to ask you about vitamin B17 to fight cancer.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
Don Dr. Steve's just like, all right, whatever. I don't know that shit.
Actually, can I ask you that? My brother thinks that vitamins are a load of bullshit. Are they a load of bullshit? Like, if you take vitamins, is it all placebo effect that you think you're doing good by yourself?
Well, here's the thing. If you have a vitamin deficiency, vitamins are great. I mean, vitamins are just nutrients that our bodies can't make, but they have to have to do their daily, you know, duties and stuff.
And don't they normally just, they're in our food that we eat. We get enough. If you're eating a pretty good, balanced fucking diet, you're all right.
Yeah. Eat a balanced diet. But we were created inside our environment, and when we ate a balanced diet, we kind of got most of the nutrients that we needed.
Mm.
You know, but balanced diet means different things to different people. My mother-in-law, for example, was watching my kids one weekend, and I came back, and she's sort of nutritionally unsound, and I said, did they eat a balanced diet? And she said, well, they ate 5 pieces of fried bologna. Is that balanced?
5 pieces of fried bologna?
You Jesus married Christ. A woman whose mother eats fried bologna? Like
Fried.
Fried.
Yes.
Is your absolutely. Wife a bit trailer park, Steve?
Hey, is there any holistic anything that's officially good?
Yeah, man. I mean, look,
throw out a couple of good natural products.
No, but all natural products are bullshit because they get tested, and if they get tested and they work, they become medicine.
That's exactly right. That was what I was going to say, Jim. Very good. There's a lot of things like glucosamine is a great example of something that used to be an quote-unquote alternative medicine, and they tested it, and it actually works for arthritis pain. It works as well as ibuprofen for most people without any of the side effects. And so now, you know, there are very few family practitioners and orthopedists who don't prescribe glucosamine, so it's become mainstream. So once something is proven to work, I mean, we'll use the hell out of it.
But echinacea is bullshit, isn't it?
Echinacea went through a few studies that showed that maybe it decreased the length of time of a common cold by 30%, and then the bigger studies that were done showed that it didn't really do anything.
Shit. So apple cider vinegar and fucking all of that stuff is...
If it worked, it would be medicine.
Well, yeah, and it depends on what you're using it for. If you're using it to acidify your urine, then apple cider vinegar works great. But
why would I acidify my urine, sir?
Hang on.
You don't know about that?
My fucking car. Wait a second.
This is what you're going to kill Dr. Steve for giving out too much medical information.
Yeah.
It's like 24 to hunting him down.
Helps to suppress bacterial growth. So a lot of people would normally use cranberry juice because it's a little more palatable than drinking vinegar. But you could drink vinegar to acidify your urine.
To clean your urinary tract out like with cranberry juice, right? Mm-hmm. Because I fucked a lot of women who need cranberry juice the next day. I keep it in the house.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm
quick on the thrush as well.
and so how about horse shit like acai berries and
acai
berries and all that shit is nonsense, right?
Yeah. Well, they have nutrients in them. Acai berries have nutrients in them. I've never seen a single study, and that's what you know. The thing that you have to do is you take 100 people and you give them acai berries, and you take 100 people that look exactly the same and do everything else except they don't take the acai berries and see if there's any difference in whatever it is that you're studying. And I've never seen a single study that shows that acai berries do anything other than supply you with some B vitamins.
I was going to say, let's break it down, though. It tastes all right, and it's better than eating fucking french fries.
Yeah, but you just don't eat the french fries or the
right there,
berries.
It's healthier for you.
Yeah.
Shit.
It might be full of vitamins, but it's all bullshit if people
but
think
it's
medicine.
It's not a magic fucking cure.
Yeah. It's all these
you know that's why I'm asking. It's got to be a magic one out there.
We're all looking for the magic cure.
All these Chinese medicine
things.
You go to the Chinese doctors or whatever, and they give you a fucking bag of sticks. Fucking sticks and
shit.
And they
shit.
Live.
Yeah. And then you boil it in water and you're meant to drink it. Tastes horrible. And I tried it a couple of times. Never fucking worked.
They live a long time, fucking Chinese people, man.
But
they live a long time.
You just think that because they all look the same and they're just replacing each other. billions of them.
Going with the Chinese people, Dr. Steve, acupuncture.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that horseshit? That's been around for forever, right?
Not horseshit.
I'm asking.
Around
all right.
Thousands of years, several decent studies have shown that acupuncture has real effects on the body, and for things like pain and and some other parameters like that. And it's hard to do a double-blind placebo-controlled study with acupuncture, because how do you give somebody fake acupuncture? So they're mostly observational studies, but they're pretty good studies.
But so that's not a medicine. That's a technique. It's like saying massage. You can't tell it, but you know you feel better afterwards.
What would you say, Dr. Steve, is like where you go, this particular group of doctors is nonsense, like chiropractors or anybody where you go, nonsense?
Yeah, there's one called Radionics. And what they do is they have it's just this machine, and it has a bunch of dials on it.
Ooh, and, that's a bit Scientology.
I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know they submitted an article to the journal that I edit. And what they had was they had these quotes from this person, and they said it was the discorporate interview that they did with this person. I kept reading this article and reading it, and then I finally realized that what discorporate meant was the person was dead, but they were giving quotes, which means that they had channeled this person.
Oh, shit.
To get the quotes from them.
Wow.
Complete horseshit.
John Lennon, I love radiologizing.
Shit. So that one, to me, at least from the basis of that article, is complete horseshit. But, you know, I'm sure there's some radionics person.
Anything that involves chi is bullshit as well.
So you're helping me out right now, Dr. Steve, by there's a lot of crackers out there that I'm sickening because I said something. And they was praying that you proved me wrong, but you proved me correct, right, sir?
What's that?
There was no cure ever for anything.
Oh, there is now. Wait a minute now.
You already said it, Steve. You already said it. Don't go back now. Don't be racist now, Steve.
Huh? We eradicated smallpox.
It was not cured. A person with smallpox did not have it, and then the next day, didn't have it, and then the next day didn't.
Cool. But what about skin diseases that have been cured?
But if you have a cure for it. You know what I mean? It's like a technicality, this Patrice O'Neill. Like, if you have a disease and they definitely have a medicine that is guaranteed to cure it 100%, what are we talking about then?
We're talking about curing. Smallpox still somewhere can pop up somehow.
No, well, only if it comes out of the lab.
And if you have it, you can't then just get rid of it, can you?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Where's Ebola? Where's Ebola at? It's just gone right now. But it could come back because it wasn't cured. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. Appreciate it. Can you hang up on him over there? Thanks, Dr. Steve. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you, sir.
Make your point. God bless you.
Anything else, Steve?
No, it's weird medicine this weekend. Yes. Midnight after the Sam and Dave.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Right. Steve.
Have a good weekend, Brian. Right,
I like Dr. Right. Steve.
Talk to you.
Dr. Steve is great, and Jimmy does the best impression of Dr. Steve.
I only met him yesterday.
You know what? Why do we hang up on Dr. Steve when this phone call is sitting by? I got it.
I'll field it.
Well, call Dr. Steve, though, back, because now I need to know if this is possible. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question, Dr. Steve. I had a friend tell me one time he used to eat a lot of vitamin C, and his girlfriend used to get a lot of sore throats. One night they were having sex, and he had pain in her mouth, and she swallowed it, and it instantly cured her sore throat as a cat of sex.
Instantly.
Do we really need to call Dr. Steve on this?
Vitamin cum?
You see what the problem with that is? This is just what Dr. Steve was saying. You'd have to have 100 people who had too much vitamin C come into an infected girl's mouth. And 100 normal guys come into a girl's mouth.
Hold on.
That's the only way you can tell.
Dr. Steve's trying to get to work. But Dr. Steve, did you hear that last phone call?
No, they were.
Yeah, why would you listen to our show? Chris, why don't you explain to Dr. Steve? He's on the line.
Hey, Dr. Steve. I had a friend one time. He told me that he used to eat a lot of vitamin C, and he was having sex with his girlfriend one time. It came in her mouth, and it instantly cured her
throat infection.
I want to know if that's true. Can that happen?
I wasn't there, but... He said it instantly did what?
Cured her sore throat.
Oh,
I'm not saying. Yeah.
Fuck off, that's bullshit.
Fuck off, that's bullshit. There you go.
Oh.
If he was splooging penicillin, maybe, but vitamin C isn't a cure for a strep throat in the first place. So.
Yeah, maybe just his cock just bashed the back of the disease out.
Yeah,
she could have had like an abscess in her tonsil, and he popped it with his.
Oh, wow!
So
from now on, that's nice not could have. That's what happened.
Jesus, man!
Oh
my God!
And then it felt better.
All right.
Thank you for that tidbit of information, Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve, what shitty breakfast are you eating this morning?
I'm skipping breakfast this morning, but I'll eat a hearty lunch.
But breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Every doctor should know that.
Well, do as I say.
Say not what I do. I learned that personally when I was calling up with a heart-to-heart talk with Dr. Steve about my heart and how to keep it healthy, and he's ordering fucking fast food. I'm not gonna let you live that one down there, sir. It was the number two, you said?
I was hoping you'd get off the phone before I had to order.
Yeah. He's a typical doctor. These guys know what this shit does to their bodies, but they don't.
Nine out of ten doctors smoke Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Yeah, why are you
smooth on the throat?
Why are you doctors like that?
Well, I'll tell you, in my case, it really is a matter of time. I'm too fucking lazy to pack my own lunch, and then I get behind, and I've got 5 minutes to eat, and there's Chick-fil-A or Hardee's right there.
Dr. Steve, I remember in university, the med students were always at the parties. They would be always on ecstasy and coke. Were you a drug taker when you were younger, or if you don't want to own up to that, when you went to university or college, as they call it over here, were all the other med students on drugs?
We had several people who I knew personally that liked to imbibe in recreational substances. I'll tell you one thing, Jim. What we did in ear, nose, and throat lab was we would practice on each other, taking the fiber optics and putting it down our nose and looking at each other's vocal cords, right?
I've had that done. Okay. I had nodules on my vocal cords. I've had that done.
Yeah, so we had this lab where you had to do that. It was one of the requirements. Well, they had this blue solution that you would put on cotton and you jam it up each other's noses and to numb it up. Well, we didn't know it was pharmaceutical grade cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And by the end of the day, after jamming 10 or 15 of these cotton pledgets up each other's nose, you know, we were wondering why rounds all of a sudden was much more fun than it ever had.
I bet you there was a lot of cocky med students that day just walk around going, yeah, I'll get a fucking doctorate by the end of the year.
But we have people in our class that after one use of pharmaceutical grade cocaine were plotting how they could break into the lab and steal the stuff. So that's how powerful
what would that stuff be called chemically if I was to find it somewhere and purchase it? What would that be called?
It was it was something like methyl ergocaine or something like that. It was a really weird, I mean, and it wasn't its actual name. It was sort of a pseudo trade name for it, and I can't remember it now. But it had another name. It didn't say pharmaceutical grade cocaine on the label.
Cocaine.
Oh my God, Danny just found the best website.
Pharmaceutical
ever.
Cocaine.
I haven't heard a word you've said in the last 5 minutes.
It's a hysterical site.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Steve, go to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Help people, cure people,
help
Dr.
People,
Steve.
And you eat shitty.
All right,
later.
All right, Dr. Steve, everyone.
He so took that coke at college with the rest of them, didn't he? Dude.
Why did he say it like cocaine?
Cocaine.
He goes, we took some cocaine.
He was trying,
if you want to stay out, you gotta take her out.
He was trying to be clinical.
Cocaine.
Like
coke or,
cocaine. He was trying to make it sound
heroin. But he pronounced acai berries correctly.
This site is great. It's marriage before and after pictures. Of these girls, how long are they different lengths of time?
Oh, this is genius.
I don't know. It doesn't say. It's just basically two pictures.
Oh, yeah, this is great. It's like awkward family photos, but nasty.
Yeah, look at that.
I'll go back to the top.
Go to the top.
What website is this on?
It's not like a whole site of it. It's just like a feature. So
this is so genius, man.
But girls can't put them up themselves. This must be ex-husbands or just friends. Anyway,
whatever. Look at, there's the blonde.
She's
to the right.
She looks great.
She's skinny. Very nice. Nice. Whatever. Yeah, blonde.
You'd marry that?
There she is.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
She got fat.
Holy shit. shitty shit.
She's all skinny.
This
and
is amazing.
Oh, what happened?
Next one. Let's get going.
Next one.
This is the greatest.
Wow.
Yeah. What are we looking at? A brunette?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, she's
nice
lovely.
Full beard.
Very, yeah, yeah. She's wearing
pretty,
like a formal
pretty
dress.
Pretty girl.
Very smooth.
Oh, my God.
Smooth skin. Yeah, nice.
All right, let's see. What's she turn into?
Go ahead.
All right.
She's a fucking. It's not as fucking egregious as the first one.
No, she's not as bad. You know what she just looks
like? She's still
like.
Fuckable. She's a cutie pie.
She just looks like a bird. That bird's had a kid.
Look, she looked great, though, before, and she's...
Hey, something's going on in the marriage, because the guy looks like shit.
Yeah, both of them are indulged.
We gotta keep having some tough times.
We gotta keep it fair. The guy looks like shit.
Damn,
too,
all right, next.
Right, let's do that.
She can't be fucked up. No, that can't change.
She's got tiny little fucking shorts on.
She's wearing little Daisy Dukes.
This girl's naturally
shoulder, little white shirt with a belly showing.
Right.
This is so great, because somebody ruined her.
She looks hot.
Really hot.
Somebody ruined her.
I don't even want to know that it's gone wrong.
No. Okay, let's see.
Oh! But she's trying to. And here's her patheticness. Here's the difference too between the other chick. I don't think she was trying to still hang on.
Yeah.
This one's still trying her best.
She's trying to wear sexy clothes. Yes, and she's got a little quirky hairdo.
I don't think that's the same person.
She cut all her hair off and put a little dye in it.
Look at her face. It is.
It's the same fucking girl. No. Same smile.
Imagine if that was your burn that went to that one.
All right, let's go to one more.
I would like a pre-picture of Google.
Look at this.
No.
She looks like a little sorority girl showing off her belly.
Belly ring. Just she's hanging fucking out. Got abs.
She's got abs, yeah.
She's got nice. Sweatpants on.
Blonde hair. She looks like, what's her name, the actress girl.
She looks a bit Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson.
A little bit.
Nice
with
fucking
no
silky-looking blonde hair.
Yeah. But thinner than Jessica Simpson.
Wow, yeah, look at that. All right, nice.
She's drugged out.
Which
what?
One? Oh, my
which
God,
one?
On the right?
I think they're trying to say
no.
That. No, come on. That could be the first one
come
we got
on.
To
come
say
on.
Fucking no way.
No.
Might be.
Oh, shit.
But
wait a minute. Look at the nose. Wait, it might be.
Oh, my God.
That is her.
That's the worst of them all.
I think she ate her husband.
Holy shit, she's fucking.
That is the worst. That's the worst fall off.
Like
of
she, wow, she wow. went. She went from an 8 to a 9 to a 1.
Right. Yeah, 8 to a 9. Yeah. And she's down to a 1.
Yeah, she's down to 1.
Oh my God.
No, well, explain this one.
You know what, though?
This girl has full D's.
Big.
No, bigger than that.
She's haggard right now.
I fancy her more than the other one.
She's wearing a little mini skirt.
You can
tit-weight
that.
She's got very short.
Full D's, really.
You don't think she's haggard, though?
No.
Can you see this picture? I don't think you can see this picture right.
Yeah, I see.
I see.
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe the start of the haggard.
She's still right at the beginning. She's right at the beginning.
You could still save her in that picture.
She'd be a good one.
She's actually my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah,
that would be the one
see.
I want to bang the most.
Okay, here we go.
Which one's that?
No, she's
the one
right.
On the left.
She all right,
she's
really?
Fatty.
She looks younger and fatter. She looks older in the other
no,
picture.
No, you can't tell how old fat people is. That's one of the privileges of being fat. Like, they're just gone to shit. It just doesn't, it's like their age doesn't matter anymore.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
All right.
Everyone wants to know what the site's called, Danny. What site is it on?
Well, it's on a site called OMG Soy Sauce, but...
Danny finds the best sites, OMG Soy Sauce.
But I'll tiny URL it and get it out there for.
Is there any more? Is there another page?
No, there was only 10 pairs.
Oh, man,
fuck!
I could look at hundreds of pages of that all day. I would sit there scrolling through
it's
those.
It's just
and go,
diabolical.
And go, oh!
Look what happened to you.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of that awkward family photos one. But I know it's not funny. I watch that. Look at that all the time.
It's fucking great.
This is something nice and creepy about. Hot chicks with douchebags. Is that one of your favorite? Awkward boners. There's a good site.
We've done awkward boners. We've done that
that's
one.
A funny
What's
site.
That one? What's that one?
It's just, awkward boners.
It's just like, you know, when you've got an erection and you're just trying to act like you don't have an erection.
Oh, okay.
Like that guy has no idea that it's.
No, that guy did. He was posing a bit. Yeah.
Just Buzz Lightyear guy. A guy in a Buzz Lightyear suit.
That's just a package. That's not an erection.
Boner.
That's awkward.
Guy in a bunny suit.
The guy in the bunny suit's awkward.
He's got a boner. The fucking guy at a bar. The big boner. Boner.
You ever see the guy? It's this little kid, and he's online somewhere to, like, get drinks. And it's, like, obviously some summer scene because there's two girls in front of him with bikinis. And he just has a huge rod in his little swimmy trunks. I'm gonna have to find it real quick.
This is the thing.
It's too goddamn good.
When we were kids,
if I had those pictures, I'm fucking hooked.
If I had a photo like that when I was a kid of a picture of me with a bone, tear up, lost, gone forever.
Gone. Now?
Now it's in history. Forevermore.
Is there? Oh my God, get out of here.
Yeah, that one's good because he's got the arms all awkward and he obviously fancies those chicks and he's in his shorts and he's got a little fucking woody going on.
How could he have that? That looks like it's blowing up or something.
Nah.
You thought I was kidding at the beginning of the show?
I love it.
You thought I was kidding?
Love it.
All right. Patrice will be at Foxwoods next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A new contract. We go from 6 to 10, and unless they want to pay me a little more, that's it for me.
All right.
I don't know what they do after this. 10 o'clock. I'm done.
What's up?
I ain't fucking around. Jim Jeffries will be at Caroline's the rest of the weekend.
Are we all done? Okay, good. I'm off to bed. Excellent. Yeah, Caroline's all weekend. Please come down.
Yeah, hurry up, because we got 20 seconds left, and then we filled our...
obligation.
Our obligation for today.
Oh, my God.
What? Mick Foley was fucking scheduled for 10. I don't know what to tell him.
So Mick Foley showed up and we just got to leave.
God damn it.
Listen to the first hour of the show. I'm not fucking around anymore.
Oh, all right.
God, love you.
See, I'll see you.
Our new contract, 6 to 10. It's 10 o'clock.
Fuck,
have a great weekend.
I'll see you guys next year. Oh.